What if the most dangerous people aren't criminals or tyrants, but the ones who get paid without creating anything? Rent-seeking is the hidden engine behind corruption and inequality. And the usual fixes? They might be making it worse. What exactly is rent-seeking, and why is it different from profit? Rent-seeking transfers existing wealth to yourself without voluntary trade. It's not creating value, just grabbing it. But here's the paradox. Without the possibility of earning entrepreneurial rents, no entrepreneur would ever take the risk to innovate. So rent-seeking is both parasite and necessary lure. How does rent-seeking actually harm the economy? It reduces available labor, lowering output and welfare. It increases wealth inequality, not just for rent-seekers, but for the whole economy. And when institutions get worse, rent-seeking causes welfare losses for everyone except the rent-seekers. It's a misallocation that concentrates wealth upward. If the direct welfare loss from monopoly is tiny, why should we care? Harberger's estimates put the US loss at less than 1% of GNP. But the distributional effects can be huge. Monopoly shifts income from consumers to owners. And in price controls, the inefficiency from bad selection can be as large as the standard deadweight loss. The size masks the harm. Why do the wealthy dominate rent-seeking, and how does it corrupt institutions? With imperfect credit and fixed costs, only the rich can afford to play. Corporate rent-seeking undermines market competition and democracy. Even well-intended government fixes get captured, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which became crony capitalist giants with government backing. Rent-seeking thrives on crisis. Instead of merely capping lobbying or campaign contributions, governments should impose a rent-seeking tax on firms that spend more on political influence than on R&D or capital investment, forcing a direct trade-off between extraction and innovation and making the cost of rent-seeking visible on balance sheets. So the next time you see a company spending more on lobbyists than on labs, ask yourself, are they creating value or just extracting it? The answer might be the difference between a thriving economy and a rigged one.